Haggadah is a Jewish text used in celebrating the Feast of Passover, but the Sarajevo Haggadah owes its survival to people of many faiths and cultures. The richly illustrated manuscript originated in Barcelona in the 1300s, at a time when Christians, Jews, and Muslims lived together in harmony. When the Jews were expelled from Spain in 1492, a Catholic priest smuggled the book out of the country. The Haggadah eventually found its way to Sarajevo, where Muslims hid it from the Nazis in a mosque during World War II.
And I think that's a wonderful story.
Merima Klujuk says her country embodied that spirit of diversity when she was growing up.
In such a wonderful, multicultural, multi-religious country where everybody was, you know, celebrating all religious and all other holidays together. And the next day, you know, in the very short time, they were turned against each other.
Klujuk was studying music in Sarajevo when the war broke out. She fled Bosnia in 1993. A few years ago, she read People of the Book, Gwendolyn Brooks' novel about the Sarajevo Haggadah.
And that's actually when I started to think, how would it be to make a musical story?
During a residency at Yellow Barn in March, Klujuk brought her project to fruition and presented a multimedia composition for piano and accordion that includes video images from the Sarajevo Haggadah. One image shows a group of women at a Passover table. A dark-skinned Moorish woman is seated among them.
And that's what's so beautiful, is to see a Moorish woman sitting at the Seder table celebrating the holiday. That's obviously not a Moorish traditional holiday.
The music in this part of the piece is taken from a Sephardic song in which three sisters share their hopes for the future. Those hopes are dashed in the movement that follows. It's played by pianist Seth Knopp.
What happens next is Alhambra Decree, which is a painful, painful moment in the history where the document was written by the Queen and King of Spain saying that all Jews should leave.
But for Klujuk, the story is not so much about the violence that threatened the Haggadah and the Jews through the centuries. It's about people helping one another and the power of culture in the face of violence. It's interesting that such a story surprises us, she says, when it should be completely normal. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.